Next item is subdivision 2004-17, Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision, revised condition on Route 9.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval for the villages of Ridmill Pond, north and south. The developer's attorney is requesting that a portion of the requirement that trails as shown in figure 9.1 shall be constructed. The Xerox that I sent you down, that's where the condition of approval originated from in the exhibit booklet. There are five different trails that cross over individual lots. The developers are requesting that this portion be deleted since the trails would be located on private property and that the individual lot owners would not properly maintain the trails once they take ownership. The developer's attorney feels that the reduction of these trails will not impact the overall planned pedestrian circulation network. All other trails, bike paths, sidewalks, boardwalks, and pond walk will be installed as shown in figure 9.1, which is a copy that you have. And since this condition originated at the commission's level June 10th of 04, you do have the authority to waive that requirement. And final approval was granted July 27th of this year for phase one and August 15th of this year for phase two. Basically, they're requesting that the area in yellow be deleted since those trails go across individual lots.
They didn't when it was presented, though, did it? Because it looks like their lot lines come up on either side, and that the strip that the trail sits on appears to be common area. Just an observation. I don't know if it's here nor there, but
that would be my impression too, Mr. Chairman.
Because I would be kind of surprised that someone on this commission wouldn't have picked up the fact that they were on private property and would have raised that very issue at that time.
I'll pass the color photo down. It does cross. Some of them are in the common areas, but you can also tell where some of them cross the individual lots.
Okay.
Why don't they just adjust the lot line so that there's common area there?
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, if they need 15 feet or 10 feet,
probably because their lot sizes are already down to the minimum.
They're about at the minimum.
And if they made them any smaller, they wouldn't be able
to. No, but
they might have to lose a lot of it.
This is what they offered.
No, I understand. That's kind of why I'm pointing it out, is that I sort of thought this was.
They had it figured out when they offered it.
Yeah.
It looks like it, in the one towards the top of the page, it might cross one lot. And then at the southern end of that connector, it crosses maybe two or three lots. The one in the middle across an open area, and then it looks like it crosses between two lots on each end, as do the others pretty much.
Well, I guess the other part of the question is, without these access, how do you get access to the common area in the middle?
Is there anyone here representing this project?
There doesn't appear to be anyone.
Are these are these trails part of a bigger connectivity? Does it go into this dark area?
There's more trails that just don't show. They show up better on the color.
Adding open space in between houses so they weren't butting up to each other.
It doesn't appear that the trails that they wish to delete connect directly to the other trails.
They connect to the sidewalk.
They connect to the sidewalk system, right. And that's sort of what, you know.
And it looks like it's to provide some place to go when you go in the open space between the lots.
And without going out on the street.
Otherwise, it'll just be unkept, unmanaged open area that you won't have access to.
Well, I have two inclinations. One is just turn it down flat, or two, if the commission's so interested, we could leave it open so that they can
someone who has an interest in it can come in and talk to us about it.
Were you suggesting that we have a public hearing?
No, I'm suggesting that whoever is
16 months from now.
No, well, I don't mind that either.
I'm just throwing that out as a possibility. I mean, you know.
No, I don't mean in terms of a public hearing. I just mean that they should have a representative from this project when they're requesting a change.
Well, it does seem that does seem that there are some unanswered questions, and I think it's I don't think it's appropriate to expect the staff to know what the developer was thinking. They only know what the developer told them.
Right.
And I think we've heard that. Mr. Abbott, is there anything else that
Yeah, but there, I see it now.
Basically what they said.
Okay.
On the one, just for information, there was a blow up of one of the sections, and it just shows the lot lines and the open space in the middle, and there's no. In the preliminary plan, it didn't show any connector to the sidewalk or the street system. So they would have to cross either two or three lots to the south and then one or two lots to the north to get a connection with the system.
Uh-huh.
So there's another drawing that showed it more specifically. This is just in the booklet that they presented in the preliminary. And I don't know if another one showed up or not. Hmm. Should show up here.
I forgot my magnifying lens today, too.
This is a little bit bigger, anyway. On the south end, they show actual, on the southern piece, on next to Route 9, between 9 and the railroad, they're actually showing a connector. That would be the S-shaped, mm-hmm. reverse S. They're showing actual connector to the road system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On the one just to north of it, they have a connector on it, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's actual connectors there.
Did some and missed some.
Let's see if I got any more here. Looks like that's it. The one that's just above the railroad between the space in between the two tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That one shows a connector that's not crossing any lot line. The one in the middle doesn't. The one in the very middle of the bigger track, it doesn't show any connector. And the one, let me see if I can find the one to the north there. It doesn't show a connector either. No, there's two. It's a two. Northernmost yellow lines.
But that's the preliminary plat.
That was preliminary. I don't know what the final might show.
You can do, make adjustments like that for the final.
Because as I understand, Mr. Chairman, the final was already granted on these. And now they're...
Certain phases. Phase 1 and 2. The phase 1 and 2, that both sites altogether, Shane? But the project's been approved, basically. The one phase is the north of the railroad, and the south phase is the phase 2 is to the south of the railroad next to Route 9.
But they both have final approval? Or no?
Yes.
Yes,
they do.
Have they been recorded?
Yes.
Yes. And there's houses under construction, I believe. Yeah, on this end up here.
Well, should we invite them to come back and visit with us in January, or just tell them to take a hike on their trails?
They went through a public hearing, gave presentation. They were going to place the trails, and they're basically trying to create spaces with trails between lots and some open space. So to have open space, they need the connector. You can't landlock the. So there's at least almost all of them relate to open space. Mm-hmm. They all do. So they got to have connection somewhere, whether they cross by easement or whether they're actual part of the open space.
And this is a.
How would they maintain it if they didn't have?
They had to be able to maintain it.
They had to cut across somebody's yard.
And this is a cluster, right? So that the open space that they're providing is important to the
function. Well, part of their calculations for open space.
Could be.
I mean, by deleting the access, you essentially make the open space irrelevant.
It's a open space to just those few.
For the community. I mean, it's nice for the adjacent lots, but not for the community.
Yeah, what it does, it creates the lots basically, not all, but a good majority of them back up to open space.
Since this predates my time on the commission, I wasn't here for that. I probably would need more information than what I've got now to override a decision that was made by a panel of predated me, and perhaps Mr. Gordy would be here and may have a recollection of what they were trying to put together. But if I had a vote today, I wouldn't be in favor of deleting this if it was a condition that the commission in July of 2004 deemed pertinent. So,
agree with Rodney.
Just for purposes of argument, assuming it was the commission looked favorable on this, if these are all recorded lots, do they have to come back for a preliminary and final approval and recordation of the lots, and do they need to get approval?
If the commission was favorable and let them delete the lots, then they would do a revised plan deleting the lots. That would just be signed off again by the council.
Do you mean the paths? You're saying lots. Do you mean the paths?
Paths.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when it went to public hearing and was presented, it was a different applicant. This is a project that's been flipped, and the new buyer might have not been aware of that condition.
Of what was proffered at the public hearing.
And we've had that happen to us quite a bit here recently.
Well,
yep.
And it's quite possible the restrictions and covenants could be amended to compel these private property lot owners to allow an access. And if one of the fears is that these trails would become overgrown, I think that would be easily remedied through either HOA fees and some implied access to that.
And the final site plan either shows actual interconnection with the street system so there's access designated, or else it shows an easement going across those lots that they're trying to abandon. But either at least three of the five have interconnection. They're not on the actual lots, according to the preliminary. Mm-hmm. I don't have the final in front of me.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2004-17, Hopkins Pettigen subdivision, request for revised condition. My motion is for denial based upon insufficient information provided to the commission and to justify overturning our prior commission's approval of this project.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2004-17 Hopkins Pettigen subdivision revised condition on Route 9 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.